Is this live?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live.
Yeah, okay. Get out of your mind. What are you doing?
Thank you, dummies.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, brought to you as ever by the Amp Radio Network. We are coming live and direct to your ear holes from the international studios of Amp Radio. That's right, Brantford, Ontario, where we're half the city is actually out of power right now. So that's fun. Yay for us. But we are coming at you tonight to not only do Smack My Picks Up for UFC Fight Night 154, Maikano versus the Korean Zombie, but we are also going to cover Bellator London, which goes down, of course, on the same night as UFC, June 22nd, 2019. The Bellator card is coming at us from the SSE Arena, Wembley, UK, London, UK. And, of course, we are coming at you live and direct on ESPN Plus and ESPN 2 with the UFC card. Also on June 22nd at the Bond. Yeah, sure. We're coming from you, to you live and direct from Greenville, South Carolina, in the Bond Suris Wellness Arena. Wow, that's a mouthful and a half. Creepers, creepers. And of course, Pammy, I'm sure, as we've noted on the show before, you were quite disappointed with this card because you wanted to go, but we'll get into that a bit later. I hadn't introduced you yet, so I might as well go ahead and get into that now. Let's bring in the usual cast of characters because I am having the pleasure of being joined by them tonight. DJ Tony, let's go to the first lady of Amp Radio. It's Pam from North Carolina.
Snap out of it!
Hi, guys, and happy belated Father's Day.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. I hope everyone
Don't even get me started about this card. Yeah, we would be on. I've got Lerone coming into town tomorrow, and we're actually going to make a road trip to South Carolina. And we decided, you know what? It's not worth the 5-hour drive and, you know, the hotel room and the tickets. So I am cooking up a feast, and I may be having a special guest at my house, but I won't let y'all know till next week. And then plus, I'm going to Vegas in 2 weeks from tomorrow, so that's extra spending money for me.
Right on, right on, right on. Anyways, Pammy, we got to get to the rest of the hosts on the line right now. So let's go ahead and throw to the original B-Boy himself from the original Amp Studios in Danville, California. It's the boss man himself. It's Tony time.
Let's do it.
Hey, DJ!
Tony!
The original Amp Studios were in San Mateo, California. Then we went to San Beezy, the San Bruno, California. Now we're in, gosh, our third home, Proteus, Danville, California. So how about that? And shout out, of course, I'm going to give it right now because we won't have time. Shout out to Ariana Lipsky.
And DJ Tony, I knew you were not going to let me get away with saying the original home of Amp Studios. So I do apologize for saying that. All right, so let's go ahead and throw to the star of the show himself from deep in the heart of Texas. It's Marco from Waco, brother.
Marco from Waco, brother. Looking up at the sky, hoping no tornado forms here in Texas today.
We are.
Yes, we are. Thunderstorms coming in today and possible tornadoes. So, yeah, we're a little bit on alert here in Texas.
Oh, well, I hope everybody makes it out alive, brother. Stay safe, okay?
Oh, yeah. No worries. So far, so good.
All right, all right. That's good to get. Good to know. All right,
Let's
guys. So as
MMA.
I mentioned,
Let's
yes, sir. Thank you very much for giving us that drop. As I mentioned at the top, we are going to cover two cards tonight. Of course, Tony did bring up some kind of other bare knuckle fight that's happening at some particular point, but I'm not going to grace that with any kind of
I'm watching that.
Acknowledgement.
This weekend, really? Is that happening? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
yes.
It's definitely happening. And Pam's watching
and I'm
it.
Watching.
So let's just leave it at
is
that.
Is that a thing?
Let's just
is
leave
that,
it at
is
that.
Is that a thing? Is that a thing?
It's a thing.
It's a thing,
honey.
I'll find out what happened on the interwebs. And I wait for the repeat on YouTube.
It's exciting.
All right, DJ Tony. Cue the music. To the featherweight division we go. Fight Night 154, also known as Renato Moicano versus Chang Sung Jung. Two South Carolina natives going at it in the main event. I digress. Of course, that was a joke. Boom, boom. So let's go ahead.
I was like, what? You threw me for a loop.
I know that got me too. I'm like, what?
What?
Well,
I was looking at my notes real quick.
I did hear some complaints about the fact that there was not a lot of South Carolina fighters on the show. Hashtag, we should have had the karate. What's his name?
Superboy.
Yeah, Superman.
Yeah, but he's coming up.
Exactly.
He's still on medical suspension, isn't he? Awkward.
Yeah, I heard that. Anyways. Featherweight division, we go. Renato Moicano versus Chang Sung Jung. Marco, let me give you the odds real quickly because we're getting them from five dimes tonight. Moicano coming out as the favorite. It is a minus 190. Chang Sung Jung, the Korean zombie, yeah, at a plus 165. Marco, what's going on here? Do these odds makers have it correct or what?
Took you 5 minutes into the introduction to call Chang Sung Jung the Korean zombie. What's wrong with you? Nobody knows that dude by his name. Everybody knows he's a
What's
Korean zombie.
What's wrong with you?
Everybody knows he's a Korean freaking zombie. This was a good fight, dude. It's going to be an action-packed fight. It's a five-round fight. I mean, let's not forget that Korean zombie was winning his fight against Jair Rodriguez until the elbow from freaking the Matrix came out of nowhere and knocked him out on the last second of the fight. So, Moicano is an action fighter. He's like, he's on everybody's radar. I've been flipping back and forth with this fight, man. But you know what? I always write on that with the Korean zombie. That is so super hard to freaking put away. I mean, like I said, it took like a miracle elbow from hell to knock him out on the last fight. And he is willing to go out of his sword. I mean, he beat the current interim lightweight champion, Dustin Poirier, like ages ago, but he did beat him. He did show his ass. He fought for the title against, you know, Aldo, and the reason he lost is because his shoulder fell out of his freaking socket. I'm going to ride up with Korean Zombie. I'm not saying that Renato Moicano is not going to win this fight. I think that he got a very good chance of winning the fight because his violence impersonating himself. But the Korean Zombie, over and over and over, have proved to me that he's never, ever freaking out of a fight. He's always willing to bring it. He's willing to take one to give you two. And he actually got really good submission skills. He got cardio for days. And he just got that grit, man, that determination. And he's a Korean Zombie, man. Come on. He's the original Korean. We fell in love with the Korean style fighting because of the Korean Zombie. So give me the Korean Zombie, and I want to say he's not going to finish Moicano. Let's say that a speed decision, 48-47, 47-48, 48-47, with the winner by split decision, Korean Zombie.
All right, fair enough. So, Pam, we have number five, Renato Moicano, against, as Marco so chastised me for, the Korean Zombie. So we have 13-2-1 on Moicano's side and 14-5-0 on Chang Sung Jung's side, the Korean Zombie. Moicano fighting out of Brazil at 5'11", and the Korean Zombie fighting out of South Korea at 5'7". And everything looks surprisingly identical. What do you got, Pammy?
Okie dokie. The reach is the same for both of these guys. Renato, I have it as Carneiro, but he's 2 inches taller. But you know what? They're fighting in South Carolina. Y'all aren't down here. It is hot as balls right now. and twice as humid. I mean, sweaty balls all day long. It is hot here. This is not going five rounds. Korean Zombie Man, Hapkido, kickboxing, taekwondo, judo, BJJ. I think he just has a little bit more in his arsenal than Hinato. And I am going with Korean Zombie with the second round TKO. I just don't think it's going to go five rounds, personally.
All right.
It should be a good fight, though.
Did you say TKO or KO? Sorry.
TKO. TKO.
Okay. And just so you know, it's super humid here as well, Pam. I know it's probably not as hot as it is down there.
It's so humid here that we're going to have tornado watch. So, shut up.
Exactly. I was
going to say that. We have hurricane parties, so hush up.
Okay. Let's not get into a contest of two.
You know what? I have boots sweat.
DJ,
how about that?
I don't know how that's a bad thing, but all right.
Okay. So I win.
All right. You do win. DJ Tony, let's move on. What do you got going on here in the main event of UFC Fight Night 154?
You know what? You guys have tornado watch. You have hurricane watch. I think I might have you all beat, guys. We have, unfortunately, earthquakes here. So either way, I think I'd rather be in Canada. Go Raptors. Sorry. Shout out to the Raptors. My poor beloved Warriors lost. But I'll tell you what I have. Heavy, heavy, heavy heart here as I talk about the Raptors. Congrats to the Raptors. I'm agreeing with Pam. I don't think this fight is going to go five rounds, guys. And I agree with Marco that I think Chan Sung Jung. By the way, when we say, and Pam's right? Hinato's last name is Carnero, right? I don't know why we call him Moicano. That's his nickname. But when I think of Hinato Carnero, Chan Sung Jung, I think I'm in a different country ordering some fast food somewhere because I can't pronounce any of those. But I'm going with the Korean Zombie, guys. Korean Zombie third round TKO over the very promising Hinato Moicano.
Again, it's just because that's what it's listed on the UFC as and the UFC website, DJ Tony. So that's just what I was going with. Can you give me that pick again? You're going with a Zombie?
Zombie, third round TKO.
Okay.
Hey, Claudius, before you make your pick, at least the Korean Zombie is kind of part of South Carolina. He's from South Korea. So now you got Aliga Captain.
Oh, my goodness.
Good one. I like it. That's the kind of jokes you can expect on this show, ladies and gentlemen. Gold. He'll be here all week. Remember to tip your waitress.
I'm here all day, man, all day.
Oh, gosh.
Later.
I'm sorry.
All right, guys. So, DJ Tony, you brought up the historic win by the Toronto Raptors. I wanted to go ahead and give them the credit that is due to them for making history. This is not a basketball show, but I just thought, because you brought it up, that
enjoy
I would actually say something.
Is still there. He's leaving you guys. He's going to be
trading. Yeah, no, you know what, man?
Ouch.
No, I don't expect anything different. I mean, that's how sports works. We knew he would be here for a year, and he won a championship with this team. So thank you very much, Kawhi Leonard.
Ooh.
Thank you for your service. Go to the Lakers and lose. Whatever. Let's move on, DJ Tony, if we can. I'm going to go ahead and make my pick. I think that it's going to be a clean sweep for the Zombie on this one, unfortunately. I think, like DJ Tony said, there's just too many tools in the toolbox of the Zombie. And as Marco said, he is willing to throw down at every turn. And right now, guys, I there's no reason for me to pick against him. He's lost to the best of the best, like you guys pointed out, throwing out shoulder against Jose Aldo, one of the best ever, winning or losing in the last few seconds of the fight.
Not even
two
seconds, but 1 second. That was crazy.
Right. Due to Matrix elbow. So I'm going to go with the Zombie on this one. If he hasn't been in too many wars, I think that he takes Moicano down. I think it's going to be a scrap. I don't ever remember a Chan Sung Jung or a Korean Zombie fight being boring. So I'm going to go ahead and go with a fourth round submission by the Zombie, because I think this one is actually going to go to the ground as the fighters get tired, and I think Mike Kino is going to think that he has the advantage on the ground, and I just think that he's going to take it to the ground at the wrong time, and Chan Sung Jung is going to twist her his ass. No, I'm just joking, but that would be cool to see again. All right, guys, DJ Tony, go ahead and cue that music once more, please. To the bantamweight division we go. John Lineker versus Rob Font. Lineker, hands of stone, number 10, 18, 2-0, and of course the UFC is not showing Rob Font's record at number 12. Sorry, DJ Tony, I'll get to your text messages in just 1 second. I'm pulling up Rob Font's record. 16-4. Thank you very much. All right, so let's throw to you, Pammy, in the co-main event of UFC One Fight Night 154. What you got going on here?
All righty, Rob Font and John Lineker. I did not realize John Lineker was that small. 5'3 and 5'8. Rob Font has the reach advantage with 71.5 versus 67. Lineker, 14 KOs, 4 subs, 12 decisions, and one other. I don't know what the other is. Rob Font, 16-4. Lineker, 31-9. Lineker, boxing Muay Thai and jiu-jitsu. He's a brown belt. Rob Font is jiu-jitsu Muay Thai. Keep in mind that Lineker was pulled off the last fight due to a rib injury. So how healthy is he? I think this was a very hastily put together card. These guys fought each other in 2016. I think right now Rob Font is probably the fresher fighter. I've got him winning by decision.
Okay, so Pam is going with Font by decision. DJ Tony, let's throw to you. Get your pick real quick because we want to move through this one quickly.
You know what? I agree with Pam only because of John Lineker. He's hot or cold, right? I mean, and Lineker, listen, say what you want to say about him. He can't make 125, does make the bantamweight, but, man, this guy is either hit or miss, literally, right? Either he's going to knock you out or he's going to lose.
Wow.
I'm picking Rob Font because he's got the length. No, I mean, literally, that's what he does. Right?
I got it.
Yeah, so I'm going with Rob Font via I don't think he could submit him because he doesn't have a neck, so I'm going Rob Font via decision.
All right, so that's two decisions for Rob Font. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to take Lineker. I think that the moniker of Hands of Stone, it weighs in, and he's always dangerous. I think that Font is going to have some success, but I think Lineker is going to be able to get it done. I'm taking it late in the fight. I'm going to take third round TKO. Marco, what do you got?
I don't know what fast of John Lineker you've been watching, but Lineker is really good at corralling people against the cage, body shots, and then hunting the head and knocking people out. He doesn't TKO you, he takes you out. And Rob Font is good, but he's not as good a striker as Lineker is. He's always a pressure fighter. He's going to go forward. Rob Font is not known as a go-forward fighter. He's a back-foot striker. He's going to corral against the cage, and Lineker is going to do what does to all the guys that keep in against the cage. Body shot, left hook, right hook, and Rob Font is going to hit the dirt early on the second round. Give me Lineker by knockout.
All right. So Marco going second round KO. The reason I said TKO, Marco, is only because I think that there's going to be an extra shot on the end of it. I think Lineker's, the power is definitely going to be there, and we're going to see that. Okay, guys, let's move right along to the other MMA promotion that is putting out a show this weekend. Bellator,
thank
London.
You,
pardon?
I'm paid,
still didn't understand what you said, so I apologize. I'm going to move along.
I said on tape delay.
On tape delay, yeah, of course. But that's what they do. I mean, they're, I don't know why they do it, Marco, but that's what they do. Anyways, so let's move right along. Bellator London, Musashi versus Lovato Jr. DJ Tony, let's start with you. This is Gegard Mousasi, of course, defending his middleweight world title against, you know, a fairly aggressive fella in Rafael Lovato Jr., of course, the champion. Mousasi with a record of 45-6-2 against Lovato with a 9-0-0 record. Mousasi 6-1 and Rafael Lovato at 6-3. Both, of course, weighing in at 165 pounds. Of course, this is on European soil. Well, not technically since Brexit, yada, yada, yada. So what do you got here, DJ Tony? Do you think the European Gegard Mousasi will have luck defending his title?
Remember, they're 185, right, middleweight.
What did I say?
You know what? 165. Which is the division that we all want.
That's me saying it. Incorrect words. I apologize.
No, we all want it. We all want the 165 division, except for Dana. You know what? I think it's a shame that this is on tape delay. This is a damn good fight, guys. And Alex, actually, I think it's very reminiscent of the fight that we just saw with Horry versus the non-Gracie Gracie. But I think the same thing is going to happen. I think one of the best fighters that, if not the best fighter that Bellator has ever signed off the UFC roster, is Gegard Mousasi. I think Gegard Mousasi is going to finish Rafael Lovato Jr., not because Rafael, I don't know, why am I calling him? I'm trying to make him Brazilian when he's Cuban. Rafael Lovato Jr. is a good fighter, guys. His Brazilian jiu-jitsu game is out of this world. Gegard's a fantastic striker, perhaps, if not the best Bellator fighter right now on the roster, the second best. With Lima being number one. I'm going Gegard Mousasi, second round TKO. Let's say second round knee KO over Rafael Lovato Jr.
Yeah, okay. I one thing I had to say with what you said is I think Gegard is very, very talented on the ground as well. I mean, you want to give Rafael Lovato Jr. the advantage on the ground. I don't know if he has that there. Just like Marco was saying, as you mentioned, like Horry McDonald last week. And of course, Horry, we'll get to that, but proved very strong on the ground. I'm also going to go with Gegard here. I don't, the same thing with the previous fight. I don't think that Mousasi has given me any reason to bet against him on this one. I think Rafael Lovato Jr., you got me doing it too, Tony, is game. He's a game competitor, and he's who he should be, who Gegard Mousasi should be fighting next. That's the way the cookie crumbles in Bellator. So I think this is going to be a great fight, but I don't think it's going to go five rounds. I have this one, I'm leaning towards the fourth round, and I have it leaning towards submission by Mousasi. Marco, let's go ahead and throw it to you, and then we'll throw it to Pam to close this Bellator card out. What you got going on here, Marco?
Before I start, what is Lovato Jr.'s record again?
9-0-0.
Okay, against a fighter that got, what, 45 wins of his career?
Exactly.
Come on, guys. There is levels to this shit. I mean, Lovato Jr., the only reason they gave Lovato Jr. to Mousasi because the middleweight division on Bellator got absolute death. They got no one to throw to Mousasi. I mean, he cannot fight Cavallo like over and over and over again. And, you know, they have to pick up Rory to go up and wait to freaking face Mousasi because they got nobody at middleweight. They got nobody at middleweight. Mousasi should mop the floor with Lovato Jr. Lovato Jr. is getting his fight way too early in his MMA career, and he's going to get exposed. You think that there was a mismatch with Rory McDonald being a freaking accomplished fighter himself. This is going to be a wipeout. TKO, the Grand Pound strikes on the second round. and it's going to be ugly. Give me Musase.
Okay. Okay, Pammy. Just to back up what Marco has just said, the odds makers are actually saying that pretty much the same thing. Musasi coming in at -550 against Rafael Lovato Jr. at +400. That's, again, from Five Dimes, ladies and gentlemen. Pammy, what you got going on here?
You got the Gracie curse going on here, 9-0. It's going to be that O is going to go 9-1. Gegard Mousasi with the first round TKO.
All right. First round TKO. Wow. All right.
Yep. Bruce.
I like it. That's getting the show done and dusted. Maybe they won't have to put it on tape delay for too much longer if we get it done and dusted that fast. I tell you what now. I wanted to go ahead and welcome our UK fans and listeners to the pay-per-view era. I just did hear that the UK will now have to pay for any pay-per-views coming forward from the UFC. Not so much from Bellator or anything like that, but we were just talking about the UK series or the European series that Bellator is conducting. Stew on that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, guys,
first,
so let's go. Yeah.
About freaking time, because we have to pay. Why shouldn't they? Hey, the son, I pay for the streaming service for get my show live, and you're going to give it to me a day delay? What the fuck, man? The USC got no problems of showing us a freaking cut in the morning that come from Europe or from Asia, and we still watch it, you know? Why they delay? Show us live, and then we can go into the archives and we want to watch it later. Then the son Bellator muffles.
Yeah, and I think that there's a lot of griping that can go on with regards to MMA right now with the new announcements that the UFC has made. We won't get into that right now, guys, because I want to do a little bit of MMA rewind. Marco, hit that soundbite.
Rewind.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Or thank you, Marco. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go back to last week and to recover Bellator 222. As Marco mentioned, Bellator triple deuces. Okay, guys. So I just wanted to say, first of all, it wasn't even close. Proteus took this one down by landslide. So we'll just move on from that. Congratulations to me. But let's start at the main event.
Boo!
We let you win.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Not only did my country win the championship in basketball, but I also brought down the championship for Bellator 222.
No, I did.
We felt bad for you because you have to claim Drake.
No, I'm not claiming Drake for anything. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. All right, so let's move to the main event. Jorge McDonald took on Neiman Gracie, and as I had mentioned in my picks, you know, brought it to a decision win. But Marco, let's go ahead and start with you. We'll go throwback to you because this was the welterweight World Grand Prix semifinals, and of course, we're going to see a rematch in the final. So let's throw to you and get your thoughts on the fight itself, and then what you think about the rematch coming down the pipe.
Yeah, this guy is not falling, man. I mean, Brody look good. All the people that are complaining that, oh, no, he doesn't have it, he cannot fight anymore. I mean, he looked like Brody does, man. He got a weird fight against Fitch, so what? He still kick and punch Fitch. He still kick and punch Neymar. It was interesting exchanges in the ground. I mean, Neymar Gracie, he looked promising. I mean, he got to get more polish, and he gave Rory a fight, you know? He didn't get run over, so that's a good thing. And a lot of people are saying the real test is going to be against Douglas Lima, Douglas Lima this, Douglas Lima that. People are forgetting that the first time they fight each other, Rory McDonald beat Douglas Lima. And I'm not going to make any prediction right now, but let's not forget that Rory McDonald beat Douglas Lima the first time. It's going to be an entertaining fight. It's probably what Bellator wanted, what it expected. The two best welterweights facing each other on the Grand Prix. Let's not do it in September because, you know, Rory needs to rest and he expressed as much. Let's do it in November, you know. Let the guy rest. Let the guy heal up. Let the guy get a little bit of the hunger back. And, the tournament went as good as it could have gone, you know. You saw MVP and Daly do their thing. And then Lima knocking out MVP and people was celebrating. And we saw Rory McDonald go to a little bit of trial and tribulations, but we got what we got. Good fight. Brody looked good. He fought very technical like he always had. And now the real test we'll be in the final. So that's what I have to say.
Yeah, I think you're correct here. I think that Neiman Gracie was definitely lucky or, you know, had the great fortune of making it to the semifinals. I think, Marco, you're absolutely 100% correct. You know, this is probably the best fight for Bellator to have it at the conclusion of the World Grand Prix of the welterweight division, because the first fight between Lima and Rory McDonald was so good. And let's hope we have another fight like that in the future. Great fight by Rory. I thought, Pammy, that we didn't really see a lot of what we saw against Fitch, but I just think, as Marco mentioned, Pammy, that, you know, Fitch is a tough fight, and maybe, you know, just both guys' talents just kind of negated the other guy's ability to look good. And I thought Rory McDonald, as Marco mentioned last week, you know, was going to be able to get out of Gracie's ground game, and he did, Pammy. He got out of it. Mm-hmm. So what did you think about this fight?
I mean, I thought it was a good fight. What people tend to forget is Rory is a very technical fighter. I mean, very technical fighter. So, and you know what? And if you think about it, I mean, the brawls that he's been in and he's been into, I mean, who can forget him and Robbie Lawler? Why would you want to do that to yourself again? You know what I'm saying? Long story short, he makes his house payment. He's doing good.
Right.
I was reading an article or little story about Gegard Mousasi saying that he wasn't interested in fighting Rory again, that he would rather fight Douglas Lima because he felt that that's what the people wanted to see. He said it held no interest for him. But, well, you know, we'll see what happens. I think Lima and Rory, it's going to be a good fight.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. And go ahead.
Oh, because if people just complain because they have nothing else to do, I mean, it's a good fight. What can you say?
I got a commentary on that. Why is freaking Mousasi punching down to the 170s instead of punching up and calling out Ryan Bader? He used to fight a light heavyweight. He used to fight a light heavyweight on a Strikeforce. It's not like he cannot make the weight. Why is he punching down?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I think he said because he already did what he needed to do to Ryan Bader, and I think he wants, like, fresh meat.
They never fought. They never fought. Ryan Bader and Gegard Mousasi never fought. Never. And if you put Ryan Bader against Gegard Mousasi, at this point I'm picking Ryan Bader the way he's been looking lately.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. For sure. Absolutely. And that's something that, you know, Bellator has the ability to put together, right, Pammy? I mean, that kind of fight is like, just even Mousasi calling out and saying that he would like to fight that, you know, Lima. I mean, that would be an interesting fight as well. But Ryan Bader, like you said, Marco, also very interesting fight. DJ Tony, let's go ahead and get your thoughts on this one, because you were the only fella that had the guts to go ahead and choose Gracie in this particular fight. So let's throw it to you. What do you got going on here, brother?
I forgot to text you guys. I actually meant Rory McDonald all the way. For whatever reason, I got the last names mixed up. No? You guys aren't following for it. Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, guys, listen, you guys know I'm a huge Rory McDonald fan. Huge. Better.
Yeah.
I think he's a better person than he is a fighter. And I think he's a – no, I actually am a big Rory McDonald fan. But I think he's a better person than he is a fighter, and he's a tremendous fighter, or at least he was. Guys, I think every person – every fighter, regardless of what fight it is, I think they only have so many fights in them. And I mean, not only physically, but I mean, mentally. I know that Marco said the sky isn't falling. I know that everyone is saying something different right now. At least a lot of people are. I still don't think that's the same. Horry McDonald.
No.
Congrats to Horry McDonald because he's I just think he's amazing. But yeah. I think Diego Lima is one hell of Douglas Lima. Sorry, is one hell of a fighter. It'll be interesting to see what happens. But shout out to Horry. I think as great of a fighter he is, I think he's an even better person. So shout out to Horry.
Yeah, again,
still,
I just as you said.
They still didn't tell me anything about the fight against the Gracie. What do you think about the fight, Tony?
Well, here's what I thought. I thought Gracie actually did a lot better than I thought he did. If you look at my tweets, and I was tweeting along the entire fight. I think fake Gracie, because his last name isn't Gracie. I think Gracie hit harder than Horry. I think Horry is still stuck in that whole old-time stance of heavy front leg, and I think we saw that. Unfortunately, I think what we're going to see is Diego Lima hitting that front leg. Horry, like Pam said, he's very technical. I think Horry fought with grit, toughness, and everything else. But I think the same thing happened, guys. I think what we're going to see is a more experienced fighter that we saw Horry over, like Mustafi, but Horry was a better man. There's no doubt about it, Marco. You were absolutely right. I actually counted Horry out a little too early.
Yeah, and I think that the game plan against Rory McDonald for Douglas Lima doesn't change. I mean, we saw that in the first fight that he picked apart the legs, and just Rory McDonald was able to last through that pain and take Lima down and get the fight where he needed to get it. So again, very, very interesting fight moving forward into the final round of the welterweight Grand Prix in Bellator. So let's go ahead and move to the co-main event on this particular fight, Bellator Deuces, Triple Deuces. And I had to say quickly here at the top that, me, I think myself and Marco were kind of, and maybe Pam as well, calling for the end of Chael Sonnen's career in MMA. I didn't need to see this fight, and I thought that Lyoto Machida with perhaps DJ Tony, the help of non-on supplements in Bellator, had his way with Chael Sonnen, as we expected. What are your thoughts on this fight? Yeah, what are your thoughts on this fight, DJ Tony?
I said all along that this was going to happen, right? I mean, I'm a big Lyoto Machida fan, as you know. Actually, I'm a really huge karate fan, but I'm starting to think that's not really the way to go. Listen, Marco said this best on the last show. Yeah, this is a fight we wanted to see in 2009, right? Marco said that, right? And
yeah.
I agree with
him.
I didn't think this was a fight that anyone wanted to see. I certainly didn't want to see it. Lyoto looked great, man. So shout out to Lyoto. What can you say about Chael Sonnen? I think he should have retired quite a few number of fights before, but he brings
and
the show, and shout out to him for his career. Yeah, well, sometimes not by choice, right? But shout out to Chael, who had the best career that he could have with. And I say this with a smile, because he's more talented than I'll ever be, but with very limited talent in terms of the MMA game. He actually, not wrestling, MMA, he actually almost became a champ. So shout out to Chael and Lyoto. Keep fighting until you can any longer.
Yeah, and I think just to carry on with what you just said, DJ Tony, that, we have to give props to Chael Sonnen. And, he's the only person that can report on not only Bellator, but also on the UFC on ESPN. So he has put himself in the correct place. I do not have to like him or care about what he does, but I have to give him the props, just like I have to give Conor McGregor the props for his work in his career. So, Marco, we were talking about what you had to say, and, of course, you were the only one who picked Chael Sonnen in this particular fight, so I want you to defend yourself. Brother.
I don't have to defend myself. It was expected for Lyoto to win the fight, and I acknowledge as much on my pick. I wanted Chael Sonnen to win just because it would be interesting in a cola to Ryan Berry, just for the entertaining value. Liotto, I think what Liotto does, elusive, you know, make it difficult for Chet to close the gap. Then caught it with that first knee in the first round, and then on the second round, need him again and close the show. You know what? We're getting the Liotto Machida Ryan Berry rematch that, you know, on the first outing, Liotto knocked out Ryan Bader. But I expect the second round to be a little bit different, the second fight to be a little bit different, but we'll discuss that when the fight comes up. Chael Sonnenman, look, whatever you want to say about the guy, that was a guy that put himself in a position to fight for five times for a championship, twice on the WEC and three times on the UFC. And the one time that he won the fight, he couldn't get the belt because Paulo Filho missed weight. So he should have been the legitimate WEC light heavyweight champion, but Paulo Filho screwed him by missing weight. But what can you say about the guy? I mean, the guy defined an era. He's a little bit of a pioneer. He's been fighting since 1997. I mean, he's one of the original guys from Team Quest, for crying out loud. If you want to go to his PED history, he said it best. He wasn't the worst PED guy ever. He was the best at it because his contemporaries, the guys that he fought, John Jones, Anderson Silva, Nate Marquardt, Liotto Machida, freaking Paulo Filho, they all tested positive for PEDs too. So, yeah, he is just better at it. You know, he was the best at it, like he said it on one of his Twitter rants. And the guy defined it. He taught other fighters how to promote themselves, how to promote a fight. He, by hook or by crook, became a millionaire. The guy is a successful podcaster, YouTuber, ESPN broadcaster, and a freaking Bellator commentator. So, love it or hate it, you gotta love the hustle. The hustle of the guy is unbelievable. You know, he provides for his family. Whether we like him or not, or whether he was talented or not, the guy, freaking, he showed up to fight. And he make us care about the fight. He promoted fighters so much, that we just wanted to see if he was going to be able to pull it up and win, or if he was going to get his ass kicked. But we still showed up and watched. So, Chelsea is still going to be in the MMA space, you know, because he's going to commentate, he's going to analyze, and he's going to be probably back on the folds of the UFC, because now that his Bellator contract is over, it will be interesting to see the UFC bring him out to become the co-promoter when Dana doesn't want to travel to Australia or China to promote a fight. They sent Chael Sonnen to the you know, the whole circus barking and stuff. But entertaining he was as a fighter, and especially on the promotion part. And he gave us some interesting fights too. Let's not be like too dull not to realize that the first Anderson Silva fight was awesome. Anderson Silva had to send him a bouquet of flowers because he became a millionaire after the freaking Chael Sonnen saga, and we started caring about Anderson Silva after that fight. Not before, we had to recognize that. And, you know, a lot of people are following his blueprint, and they're making money out of it.
Tammy?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's funny, because Tony
fight?
And I were on the
Chael
phone.
Chael Sonnenman's retirement.
Yeah, Tony and I were actually on the phone, and I said, I bet you he retires. And Tony's like, no, I don't think so. And then he sure did. Oh, good for him. I'm glad he did. You know, he's got, you know, young kids. Good for him. He's got a great job. I had said something, and it's so funny because Jimmy Smith commented on it, and I said I would think that you would, as a commentator, that you wouldn't want to be concussed while you were doing your commentating, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's true.
So good for him.
Yeah. I mean, good for Liotto Machida. Good for Chael Sonnen. I mean, again, it's. The guys who are on the older side of things should just, you know, ride off into the sunset and take as little damage as they need to. And I think that Chael in the second round, after he got that second knee, Marco, as you mentioned, was ready to talk to Ariel Helwani again. Let's just put it that way. All right, guys. I wanted to get into
one more thing before we start this subject. You know, Liotto is 42. He looks physically great. I wonder what supplement company is he choosing to get his nutrition source on point. Oh my goodness, Liotto, you look good.
I mean, let's call a spade, right? I mean, you can tell the difference between the bodies in the UFC, and you can tell the difference between the bodies in Bellator. So we need to get out of here for tonight. So, Pam,
hey,
if you've got any, if you've got any guilty pleasures, or if you've got a Twitter follow of the week, I know you're going to Vegas in 2 weeks. So, what do you got going on?
Well, real quick, we forgot to mention Clay Guida getting nominated into the Hall of Fame. That's kind of fun. And my guilty pleasure has been, it's a show and I actually binged on it because I missed so much of it, Animal Kingdom. I don't know if y'all have seen that. That's pretty freaking cool, Animal Kingdom.
I've not. All right. Thank you very much, Pammy.
Pretty good.
All right, DA Tony, if you've got a guilty pleasure, if you've got a Twitter follower of the week, why don't you go ahead and give that to us now?
You know, you guys are going to think I'm crazy here, but my guilty pleasure that I've been watching as I'm depressed about the Mighty Warriors, First Take. So shout out to ESPN's First Take. I actually dig that show, so shout out to that. Follow, of course, Andrea KGB Lee. I was telling Proteus this. He reminds me of Valentina Shevchenko in just in terms of great kickboxing, pretty good jiu-jitsu. I don't think she's anywhere near where Valentina is right now, but she is top 10. So shout out to Andrea KGB Lee. Boy, I'm shouting out the wrong fighter. Andrea Lee, shout out.
Hey, real
all right,
quick,
thank you
did
very
anybody
much.
Catch the contender series last night?
But we'll talk about that in the future because we just don't have time to talk about it right now. I don't have anything for you guys today this week. I just want that's what I wanted to shout out was the Apex announcement. Just because we did not mention it on this show, and I think it's relevant to at least mention it. Marco, why don't you go ahead and give us your guilty pleasure or your Twitter follow of the week and get us out of here for this week, please?
So I've been benching on the podcast called The Box of Olives. Pietro and Kat are a husband and wife that every Monday and Thursday they share his stories with each other. They don't tell us the story they're going to share, and they're weird historical tales or stuff that is just imagine like Replay, Believe It or Not, but on podcast. That is like the feel of it. They're super funny. It's a podcast that has grown exponentially. Jimmy Kimmel gave it a 5-star. Jimmy Kimmel. So check out The Box of Oddities on iTunes, man. It's a really good podcast. It's funny. They get a good interest. They're weird and quirky. And the stories that they do, they're well-researched, and they're really, really interesting, too. The Box of Oddities. Follow Toto and Yetoni. Follow Produce and Produce. Follow Pana Pandora Box. Follow me and Maldo Marco. Follow the show at Another MMA Cast. Rate and review us, knuckleheads. We need the reviews. We need the clicks. Give us 5 stars. Help up the podcast. Tell a friend to a friend of a friend to freaking listen to us if they like MMA. You know, just give us a follow. Fight this weekend. Bellator on tape delay, motherfuckers. And then UFC from South Carolina with the Korean zombie. And Renato Moicano on ESPN Plus and Aprilins on ESPN 2. We gotta leave you guys. Catch you guys next week. Enjoy the fight.
And just like that, Pammy,
we're out of here.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.